Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Next month marks 50 years since an anti-war protest at Kent State University in Ohio turned lethal. It started after President Nixon announced he was expanding the Vietnam War. Students planned a demonstration that day, and the governor sent in the National Guard to break it up.
For your own safety, all you bystanders and innocent people, for your own safety, please.
That sound from WKSU. The students did not leave. They were unarmed. They hurled rocks, and soldiers opened fire. Four students were killed, a number of others injured, in what's known as the Kent State Massacre. Robert Giles was managing editor of the Akron Beacon Journal back then. He is the author of the book When Truth Mattered, The Kent State Shootings 50 Years Later, published this week. Robert Giles, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Lisa. Nice to be with you.
The Kent State shootings happened during a time when there were more than 9,000 protests from August of 1969 to August of 1970. The protests were about the Vietnam War. More than 50,000 young Americans had died in the war by that time. Kent State, though, was the only campus where students protesting lost their lives. You, as we said, were the managing editor of the local newspaper. You were put in charge by the big boss who was out of the country. He said to you, "Don't screw up," not knowing that something as monumental as this would happen. Can you tell us why this particular story in your long career has stood out and kind of haunted your memory since those days?
Well, Kent State was a national tragedy. The students were protesting the Vietnam War, and particularly President Nixon's decision to send U.S. troops into Cambodia. In those days, people trusted their newspapers. They trusted their newspapers to give them the best available version of the truth. And we had been covering demonstrations at the Kent State campus for a long time. We were very well prepared, and we worked under great pressure, and it gave the public a truthful account. And when truth mattered is a powerful reminder of why truth did matter, in my view.
Part of the issue here is that there were different versions of what happened in different newspapers, and your newspaper, the Akron Beacon Journal, happened to have the story correctly in the first newspapers that you put out, whereas the big newspapers around did not have it correctly. What were the differences?
The difference was that we were well prepared. We had a young journalism student who had just graduated and joined our staff and who knew the layout of Taylor Hall, which is the big building where the shooting took place. And he found that he went into the dean's office and he found Margaret Brown. She said, "Can I use your telephone?"
She was the secretary there.
She was the secretary, and she held the phone. She said, "Will you hold the phone for me?" And so she said, "Okay, I'll do that." And then this young student, and now our reporter, Jeff Salat, at the moment of the shooting, Jeff came in and began to report over the open telephone line to our newsroom in Akron. And by the time our last edition went to press, we had all the names of the dead and the wounded and a complete explanation of what had happened.
So you're attributing that to the fact that you had a reporter who knew the campus very well, who knew the people there well enough to be able to get the story. When some of the large newspapers were reporting that, for instance, two students had died and two National Guardsmen had died, that was not correct. You had correctly that it was four students who died. When that news came out, I mean, these are people who, when they hear that both students and National Guardsmen died, this is part of the national tragedy. I mean, this is an enormous story. And so I know you wanted to make sure that you got it right.
Yeah, the reason that there was this conflict was that the UPI had a reporter who overheard a telephone conversation on the guard's telephone that said, "We've got two dead here." And he assumed the two dead were guardsmen. And it was very troubling to us because we knew that it would feed into the impression by many opponents of the students and so on that the riot and the shooting was, in fact, started by the students. So we had our own reporter's eyewitness account, and pretty soon the correction was made by UPI, and that truth that there were four students killed held up.
Who was it who asserted at one point in the aftermath of this that one of the students was acting as a sniper and that's what set off the fire from the National Guardsmen?
That came right from the guard commander. And the guard kept using that, trying to make the case that the students, the protesters, were to blame. One of the reasons that that version was used was that next to the shooting site was a metal sculpture, and there was a bullet hole in the sculpture. So we got a piece of metal, we got the sculptor to come up with us, and a marksman, and we did some test shots, and it actually proved the reverse, that the hole was made by a bullet that came from the direction of where the guardsmen work. And we published that story, and that has pretty well diffused the sniper argument. It kind of went away.
So let me ask you this then. You call the book When Truth Mattered, the Kent State shootings 50 years later. Truth, I'm sure you'd agree, still matters now. But what's the relevance to what happened then to now?
Well, there's a public hunger for truth today. There was then. And the focus is really on getting accurate information and trust. It's so much more critical than ever. And if you think about the truthful story that we're trying to dig out today, the best reporting comes from people, reporters who are relying on the experts. Well, that was true back in 1970 as well. That really cuts through those who want to talk about conspiracy theories and other things that simply don't hold up to the light of day. So there's a parallel there that I think holds up from 1970 to 2020.
Robert Giles was the managing editor of the Akron Beacon Journal. Back during the Kent State shootings, he is the author of the book When Truth Mattered, the Kent State shootings 50 years later. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Good luck, and thank you, and good luck to you and your listeners. Stay safe.